Talk Show.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 417.
Happy hump day, my friends.
It's organised August.
Yeah, I feel like I got my car serviced this month. Mm-hmm. I think I actually did it on the first day of August.
Do you want to figure that out?
The only thing I got out of my car service was that car service people are crooks.
Well, I think Hyundai.
Cool.
However you say it. That's where we would go, just the one on Punt Road. But we stopped going there to the actual specific dealer, like the dealership servicing.
Yes.
Because it is significantly more expensive than just going to a mechanic.
Yeah. I don't think it's the case when you've got the fixed price servicing.
Well, they say the cap price servicing, and Bree would constantly say, we've got cap price.
Price servicing is you can map out exactly what your car will cost for a service for the next 3 years. So it's buying a car new. I don't know about the cap price. I don't know. You bought your car secondhand, so maybe there's something different. Mm-hmm. Either way, what had nothing to do with that. I knew how much I was going to be stung. It's $280, which I thought, whatever.
Do they do wheel alignment?
Nah, here's the thing. The last time I got my car serviced, I got a phone call. And you never want to get a phone call while your car's at the service center.
How do you know when to pick it up?
Well, it's just a phone call that comes through and then you answer. They do have numbers, so I could save their number in.
So there's one, if you get one call at the end, that's fine.
Or you could save the number in from the dealership. But so my point being is when
you're- do you understand why I'm getting slightly confused?
I understand why you're getting confused, but I also understand Tommy's point.
Take your car to the service place and they call you. And they might call you and say, there's a bunch of issues. Mm. So for instance, you go to your bow repair, wherever you go.
I go to...
we don't really care. But anyway, you go to a place that has a phone number, so you'll get a call from that. Save it in your phone.
Yeah.
My point is, you don't want a phone call during the service. If you say you're going to pick it up at 5 p.m., just go pick it up at 5 p.m. If you get the phone call, it's usually, hello, is that Thomas? I was like, yes. Look, we've found some wheel alignment issues and we're going to have to do that. That's going to be an extra $80.
Surely that's like, at what point is it
fixed price? Don't get down to the nuance of what's included in the There is literally, they outline exactly what you get.
And you don't get, and that's not included.
Well, it's the extra stuff. It's if there's problems, if your car's fucked.
Okay.
There's an issue. We need to change a whole part. Anyway, I got a call. Last time, so not this time, last time I got a phone call.
Yeah.
The guy says to me, it's a bit of a mold in your air conditioning unit that on this specific thing. Look, we replace it. I just flat out said no. I said, look, nah. He's like, it was an extra $150. I was like, nah, don't. Fix it next time. We'll hold off. I just called and I just took a punt. I took my car back in. Mm-hmm. You think I got a phone call?
No, I'm guessing based on what you're saying.
No phone call, nothing relating to the problem that was there last time where I got a phone call.
You reckon it fixed itself?
I don't think it fixed itself. I reckon they were talking shit. Wasn't there in the first place. So this is the thing. I paid my fixed price.
Did you ask them?
Nah. Should have.
Hopefully it doesn't have some form of...
No, it was nothing serious. That's why, a lot of the time they're like, look, we can change up those wheels or something. Like, no, just I'll push them a bit more. You can push. It wasn't your oil fucking sump is busted. It wasn't a specific problem. Your air intake is completely blocked.
I feel like we're out of our depth talking about
you
this.
You are. I'm not. Anyway.
And so what was the learning?
The learning is that I can't trust them. They've reinforced my belief of I can't trust a mechanic.
Unless the mold somehow disappeared.
Yeah. I just don't.
On a rainy day or something, just sort of washed away.
You think it'd increase.
Yeah.
I mean, it was serviced a long time ago.
Okay. Well, it's good that you're getting organized for August.
It just happened to fall in August.
You've definitely done it because of organized August. I appreciate it.
I'm taking action, mate.
Talking about organized, we need to organize 3D Dill's final few weeks here in the country.
Well, we know that he's got Sydney set out.
Yeah.
Amy, I will say, keeps asking me, can you find a date to do a dinner with Dill and the crew? I've yet to get back to her. She wanted to cook a, what do you call it, pavlova? She wanted to make one of those. I don't know. So there's still some organising that has to be done within that department.
So we're all going somewhere where she can bring a pavlova?
Well, we could do it here at the office. I mean, we've got enough space here. We pay a lease. Why do we need to pay Mr. 97's brothers? We'll cook something.
Yeah.
I'm sure Diane.
100%.
I'm sure. Denise. Sure.
Was Diane what you called her last time?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
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 The joke is that 97's mum's name is Denise.
And Denise, I kept on calling Amy's friend whose name is Diane, Denise.
Anyway.
So.
And so, okay, so we've got Pavlova.
So we can get the Pavlova.
Okay. Well, so that's one thing. What else do we – what's on your bucket list, 3D deal? What do we need to sort out?
Great Ocean Road, we still have to do that.
Is that promise was made early
that
days.
That promise was – we were supposed to do that my first Saturday
here. Mm. Correct. You
but
came
baby
Friday.
Was tired, as but in 3D
to
deal.
To be fair, you were more tired than I was.
I don't know about that.
Nah, you're pretty tired all the time.
Oh, well, it was a lot of energy having someone, an extra person in the house.
It was pretty hyped up.
Yeah. I was cooking, like, fuck, that whole week that 3D deal was here for the first week.
Yeah, we got Uber Eats 5 days in a row.
No, we didn't. No, I cooked like 3 times.
You did, actually.
Yeah.
Blew it.
To be fair.
And so, well, hasn't cooked since until all
Uber cooked and you brought the plates over from the kitchen.
Yeah, and then put them
teamwork.
Away.
It's called teamwork deal.
What did we have?
We had smashed avo on toast and eggs.
Smashed avo.
grilled halloumi.
Oh, yeah, it was delicious.
Lamb. We did lamb one night.
That's true. Impressed when they arrive and then just
left. And then Bree left and we got Easy.
Yeah.
So
first Easy's being a great establishment. Good to support small business, isn't it? Well, if we don't all, I mean, everyone's pushing back on going out to
dinner. The guy with
the
Amazon fucking subscription.
Yeah.
The Amazon, Google.
Yeah.
It's got everything.
It's the anti-support small business. If you have an Amazon subscription where you can get Prime, whatever you get in that, I don't even know what I'm talking about. But if you have one of those, it's anti-small business. Like, it's anti-support local business.
Okay. Well, I'll start going to Dimmicks. Is that the answer? Is that the answer, going to Dimmicks?
God, are they still around?
Yes. I'm a member of Dimmicks.
What does a member mean?
I think it was 10% off my first order.
Oh.
So that worked out all right.
You could, well, the books.
What are Dimmicks? Oh, Dimmicks are the bookstore. Sorry.
You're thinking of Dimmies.
I was thinking Dimmies. Yeah. Dimmies is that clothes.
Dimmies and Forges?
Yeah.
Dimmies what does Forges mean? Dimmies and Forges, be there.
It was one of those old school businesses like David Jones, which are
Around.
They're still around, but they used to have food departments. So they used to have supermarkets.
Do they not have that anymore? In the city, I feel like people remember Brie getting the best salads from David Jones.
Yeah, so they've got like a food area that's like high end, but they used to have a legit supermarket. So David Jones was in Brighton.
Really?
Lovely suburb. There's now a Coles there, but it used to be the David Jones food department, whatever they call it. Look it up, David Jones Brighton.
Did we find out about the Dimmies and Forges?
No, when I type up Forges, Dimmies just comes up.
As in Dim Sims?
What is the ad? No. Dimmies and Forges. Dimmies.
Yeah,
no,
Dimmies and
it's
Forges.
Dimmies. I think it's actually like...
But what's the Forges bit?
I have no idea. Yeah, maybe the other person who started it or something.
Yeah. I mean, there is a Dimmies, I think... Maybe it's gone on in Swan Street, Richmond.
Mm.
Anyway, this is a very local show that we're talking about. We're talking about local food establishments. But I do agree, support your local business if you can.
Well, David Jones, it sort of reminds me of a Povo, what's the one in London that's awesome?
Harrods.
Harrods.
That's Harrods next is great. Level.
Like lots of different, get a really nice sandwich or.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even that Povo. Like it's when you say Povo.
Oh, David Jones is higher end.
Yeah, I mean, it's at the higher end, but you just feel like your old auntie's who's got really strong perfume that doesn't smell that great shops there.
Yeah.
What is with that anyway? But you know, like
teachers,
aunties that have perfume, it must be our sense, like our
which side
young
is it?
People's
your,
senses.
Your mum's side.
No, I'm not even talking
side?
About mum. I'm just like,
did any of your aunties listen to the show?
I wouldn't think so. Probably wouldn't know how to get a podcast.
Okay.
To be honest. Either way, my auntie actually put a funny Facebook photo up and she wrote, it was like her on a balcony looking over some sun, you know, water and sunshine. She's like, just so you know that I'm actually somewhere. It was a funny, I can't remember what it was, but it was very sort of like, I was like, oh, that's actually quite. Yeah.
Who needs
quite
Facebook
comical.
When I can have you just tell me the best bits of your auntie's Facebook
you
account?
Anyway, teachers, do you remember those teachers that smelt? I mean, they had those musky scents. Did no one tell them anything?
What was that teacher that you saw the other day?
Should I say her name?
You were saying
her
first name.
I said her first name, but
no, don't say the full name.
Sue.
Sue. Yeah, was Sue a bit like that?
I mean, she was just stinky to me.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't have to worry. I didn't even matter about it.
You're a bit angry.
Perfume.
And so going back to the Great Ocean Road. No, definitely. We'll definitely be doing that.
Mm. Yeah.
If we look at the calendar, should we do this now or no?
Not really. Not really, because they're just empty promises. That
no, we're actually going to go. We've got to do Great Ocean
Road. It'd be ideal to do it this coming Sunday because I'm trying to go out Saturday night.
Okay. What do you mean go out Saturday
night? Go out to Geelong for the footy game.
To Geelong.
It's
if you're going to go to the footy, I don't feel like don't bother going to Geelong.
Why are you going to Geelong?
Because Geelong's winning.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, well, a part of a game. They've won some games.
If you're
going
to go to the footy, go to the MCG.
Well, hang on, were you going to go to Geelong?
Yeah.
Oh. What, is it because your friend's down in Geelong?
Yes.
Is your friend George going to go there with you, though?
No.
So it's just...
Oh, don't bother, dude. Go to the MCG. There's plenty of games on.
Well, so we need to go to... I think the point is that we need to go as a team.
Trust me, the Geelong Oval is no representation of
footy.
Well, what is it actually called?
Stadium.
Geelong Oval is definitely...
They've redone it. They've redone it. So it is much better than it was, but... You like the MCG, the Melbourne Cricket Club, is a 100-year-old establishment.
I've only been like 3 times in my life.
Conspiracy
to the footy.
Jimmy.
To the footy.
I remember Conspiracy Jimmy telling me his dad put in some of the big light bulbs within the lights of the MCG.
That's cool.
Years ago. I remember him telling me
on
that.
Stadium lights up
high. Yeah, I mean, they've probably changed since. Ones. But yeah, I get the full meat pie experience at the MCG. Yeah,
definitely.
It will take way too long. That's so many hours.
So how does it work? If I want to buy tickets for a footy game, how do you normally do it?
I think you just go to AFL, don't you?
So the next round is 20.
Just go to the ground.
Okay, here we go.
You can probably get walk up to the teller.
Literally, tickets.
AFL.com.au, you could probably...
Yeah. Ticketek.
Are you going through Ticketek?
It's through Ticketek.
Ticketmaster I'm on.
Oh.
And so we could, if I'm just looking at the round 21, August 9. So what? So it's August 7.
Yeah, it's
so 9 is a Friday night.
Who's
playing? Who are the Giants?
The Giants.
If you're asking these questions, you don't deserve to go.
Do you know?
Yes, Gold Coast Giants.
I think that's why I said Gold Coast.
No, sorry, they're the Gold Coast Suns. Greater Western Sydney.
Yeah,
it's a daily talk show, your sports and entertainment podcast. Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking about the team though, before you go, who are two Melbourne teams? Yeah, right. I go for Melbourne.
Okay, well, how about this Saturday, 1:45 p.m. I feel like an evening.
Evening would probably be better. 1:45 smack dab in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah,
you want an evening one. Okay, evening games are better.
Okay,
I mean,
because I like that idea as well. Okay, so what about Saturday? Here we go. Oh, this will be good. Essendon versus Bulldogs.
Western Bulldogs.
It's at Eddie Head.
Marvel.
Marvel. Yeah.
Oh, downtown.
I mean, that's all right.
Nah, you want to go to the
MCG.
MCG.
Go to Melbourne versus, who was it? Melbourne versus.
So we want August.
Anyway, we can do this off the show. Yeah, this is the most boring fucking podcast on earth.
No, well, if you're listening and you know when we should go, maybe we could get a few Gronks. We could make an event out of it.
I actually can't, boys.
Why?
Because I got to look after my kid.
Bodie's asleep.
No, I got to have fun with Bodie.
In the evening.
It's bike riding time.
After 6 p.m. on a Saturday.
I don't see the kid all week. I see you gronks all day.
Baby's going back to Canada.
That's fair. I respect that.
That's okay.
I respect that.
Okay, I'm fucking busy as well, so find your own way.
All right.
He's going to go to Geelong.
That was my plan in the first place.
Well, no, but I want to. That's the thing. My pushback is that I want to take you. But
then
it would
go
be great
1:45
team,
on Saturday.
Why don't we make it? Why doesn't Bodie come? We'll get the Pavlova. We'll do it all in one.
Definitely not. Not taking like.
How old does he have to be before you go to the footy?
5, 6.
Really, that
and
old.
Has to be into football. I'm not going to just drag him.
I'm not necessarily into it. I'm still going.
Yeah, but you're a big baby who doesn't shit his pants.
So your big concern is he shits his pants.
He shits his pants every day. I've got no concern of that. It's that you're at the MCG. They're tired. They're restless. I mean, I'm just now working out this is what's going to happen with him.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to take care of him.
Yeah, and you're going to have to wipe his ass.
Well, I saw on Instagram our mate Stusso went to the footy and he got one of those big hot, what's that called?
Thermos.
Yeah. And he had hot dogs in it. I love that idea.
Genius. Awesome. But does he drink the water?
No, that's pretty disgusting. Quickly, before we move on from this, 97, will you come with me if we take
to the footy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go to the footy.
Okay, great.
1:45 Saturday.
Hey, are we going Friday 16th?
We'll go on the
Melbourne
the
versus Sydney.
Where's at the MCG?
At 7:50 at the MCG.
Friday 16th.
Friday 16th of August. 7:50.
You're not invited.
No, nah, I might go to that.
No, fuck off. No. 97 says he'll come and now you want to come. No, you fucked it.
Yeah.
No, you've got to look after Bodie.
It's my team.
No, you can't.
I go for Swans. I also like Swans. So if Melbourne lose, I'm not that.
What's the difference? What's changed?
1 week, not this Saturday. It's
Friday. We'll just go Friday after work.
Yeah, it's Friday. We can
walk
in. I
don't want
him
to come anymore, though.
We can walk in. God.
We can walk him, Josh.
This is Bodie. This is...
No, but do you understand my pushback? Bodie gives you had so much pushback and now you get to come. I don't want you to come anymore. Anyway, so there's that. We've got the footy. What other things
Football,
are on
Football, Great Ocean Road. Pavlova, a bunch of food stuff.
Wasn't on his list.
Yeah, no, he had a bunch of food stuff on his list.
What other things?
I don't know. That's
We've only got 3 weeks.
Yeah. I don't really know.
Okay.
So you got some package delivered the other day.
Yeah, I did. We're going to have to wait on that for a little bit.
No, you said 2 days, so fuck yeah.
Well, yeah, what is it?
I'm going to make you wait two days more.
Oh, really?
On Monday.
What are you planning?
Oh, I don't know.
He got a package.
We'll have to find out.
And I felt it was solid. So it's probably
solid. I signed for it.
Yeah, but not,
full on.
Not solid like a glitter bomb.
No. It was dense. It was heavy.
It was heavy.
Yeah.
Might have to be something for weekend banter. I don't know.
Okay. The kid, he's almost the best in the business at the PR.
Yeah,
around
the pushing,
things.
All that sort of stuff. What's happening with the book?
It's still being processed. Amazon has to go through like an approval process. They basically go through page by page and make sure all the stuff is within the proper margins that it's supposed to
Someone's
be.
Someone's actually going to read it.
It'd be computer,
well, it's I don't know if it's a physical person. It's making sure the formatting is correct.
Yeah,
the formatting is the main issue.
Okay.
It's...
So when will people be able to buy it? If it's Wednesday,
I have no idea.
Okay,
Amazon didn't give me an estimate.
But then once it goes through, people will be able to make purchases.
Yeah, I'll get an email once it goes through, and then people will be able to purchase it.
I'm guessing you'll be pushing it hard at that point.
Can you give us the download link? The link so we can buy the first copies.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
I'll leave an Amazon review and all that sort of thing.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Once I've read it. But have you got to do anything specific for your little sister before you go?
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
She was requesting a wildlife. What have you not seen yet?
Snakes, big spiders, sharks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to go to Hillsville Sanctuary.
Hit it all over. We'll go same day, Hillsville Sanctuary, over to
Great Ocean
the aquarium.
Yeah. And then
to a local pet shop where you can buy spiders.
Yeah, if they're all in cages, it still counts.
Yeah,
It still counts.
Okay. All right. Well, so we've got the Great Ocean Road. We've got Hillsville Sanctuary. I think I pride myself on when international guests come in, I'm very hospitable and take them around. And obviously the first week, 3D deal is very much that way. But then... Yeah. Everyone gets a bit old. And so I just need to pick it up at the end and fucking go out strong.
Absolutely.
So I think, what are you looking at, Noisa?
It's great.
God, yeah, you're feeling
fair,
triggered.
You
feeling
you
like...
You were really good at it at the beginning. You were like, we're going to go here.
I can't do 4 months of it. If I was 4 months tour guide, it would have been an absolute...
Exhausting.
Unpaid tour guide. I mean, to be honest, you put in much more effort than I ever have with guests that arrive, taking people to Great Ocean Road. I think we find these things that because you wouldn't do it if you didn't like it. So you
actually quite like
the whole experience, the Great Ocean Road, the fish and chips.
Well, I did.
I know your
shtick. The whole experience. I've probably taken 6 or 7 people on the Great Ocean Road in the past 4 or 5 years.
Have you ever had someone say during it, Josh, you're so great at this, you should... Should turn this into a bit
definitely.
Of business.
Yeah. Well, people are like, oh, this is the best part. Like, it is the best part of their trip.
That's nice.
The funny thing was, though, Bree had mentioned to Amy, I'm going to take Dill to Great Ocean Road. And she's like, I've never been. I wanted to go to the Great Ocean Road. And she went up to Sydney for a weekend. And during that time, you went to the Great Ocean Road.
Oh, yeah. But I took, I took my mate... Tim, he came down. We specifically went to fly our drones and fuck around.
Oh, that's right, with that, some of that footage.
And so we stayed down there. It was perfect. We just picked him up from the airport on a Friday night, drove down
there. But Amy is yet to experience the Great Ocean Road.
She's been to Lawn. She's been down the Great Ocean Road, but not to the 12 Apostles. I think when people think Great Ocean Road, they're thinking 12 Apostles.
Which
down
we definitely
that way.
Do. We went to the penguins.
Yeah, we did. We did the penguins, and like I've been on the Great Ocean Road when I went out. To
oh,
the
that's
Otways,
right. When you nearly fucking died.
I went out as far as Apollo Bay, and that was it. Right?
Have you, Mr. 97, gone to any of these places?
Yeah, I've been to the 12 Apostles.
Yeah,
I think Dad made an effort I can't remember when, but he made an effort to like take us all around there. Yeah.
Until he cracked the shits. Not bloody.
I'm turning this fucking car around.
Ungrateful. Yeah. It's just always a conversation on family. Ungrateful kids.
You had some in-laws visit on the
weekend. Oh, yeah. Amy's mum stayed with us. And so, the hard thing was Amy was sick, coughing, you know. So it was like.
So what'd you do?
Oh, we just hung out, did our thing. Just like not much. I was so restless over that weekend. Mm. I was like, I wanted to just go out. I wanted to fucking. I messaged my mate. And I was like, do you want to go get cake and coffee at night? It was like late. And he's like,
who?
Fitzy. And he's like, oh, mate, I'm pretty content watching the Ashes. The cricket.
A cake and a coffee. Wait, what night is this?
Saturday night.
Can't go to the footy, but wants to have a little cake and coffee.
Mate, I just wanted some interaction. And he's like, nah, I'm actually, to be honest, I'm about to go to bed. And I was just thinking the days of when, and then he's like, mate, remember when we used to pre-drink? And I was the thing, like our routine now, because Bodie, he goes to bed at 7:30 and then he kind of like, we should call this night, watch Netflix, wrap it up. You know, it's a hard one. I'm looking forward to living in burbs when we do. And
any being updates on that?
No, not yet. Had a look at a few houses. Passed on one. We're gonna look
Did
at a few others.
Did you pass on the one that?
Yeah, we ended up going back and then thinking, nah, we'll pass on that one.
Really?
Yeah, we wanted something a bit newer and cheaper. And they're out
Did
there.
Did they accept your amazing $600 a week offer?
Oh, no, we didn't get to that. But we were the only people that put through. So it was approved pending just a check.
Really?
So. But we're going to get a nicer place. But I want to be able to have – I really want a bike. I really want – I mean, these are all things that cost fucking cash. Yes. I've had so many bikes and annoying. I shouldn't have sold them over the years. Like I just never had space for them, which I guess is why you sell them. But I see Fixo riding tracks, you know, out where he lives and with your kid having fires out in the backyard. I want to do that shit. That's why the suburb life just starts to appeal.
Yeah.
To a father.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, you like the bustling town.
Mm. Yeah, like in a city life.
Yeah.
But okay, so we've got, you are going to come on that Friday to the footy now.
I reckon it's enough. I just need enough time to be able to ask Amy. She's probably listening. Can I go? Thanks.
Right, great. Great Ocean Road, do you want to come to that?
Not necessarily.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
It's a long, like I know you love it.
Yeah.
It's a long period of time. Yeah, I can't just duck away for a
quick day. It's a day. You've got a life too.
It's a day. It's
full day.
So do I.
Yeah. And you'll say it.
Yeah, but if Bree comes with you, okay, your entire life is now in the car. Yeah.
I flew my drone down there. I'm actually wanted in that area.
Yeah. No, I get that. So anything else, Dill? Anything else that we can do for you before you?
Nothing that I can immediately think of. Because, I mean, I've already done a lot just on my own, and you guys have done a lot, so I can't really, I can't think of anything else.
You wanted to see Red Dust. Fair to say that's not happening.
Not in this time frame.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you're talking about Australian, that red outback dust. It's far away.
That'll be another trip.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I've only ever seen that when I went to Rupert's Farm in central Queensland. Mm. It's very far away, but that's even not like, that's not where red dust it's known for, like Alice Springs in the center of Australia. Like I remember learning about, what was that? Cooper Pedy.
Yeah. It's the all underground. Yeah.
So it's so hot. They're living in little underground homes. Love to go to Cooper Pedy, do the show.
We went
from
there for
a
school
week.
Camp.
Yeah. Geez. Amazing with the suburb. Schools and where they're going.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we went
to
Ballarat.
We weren't going to France or anything.
I know. Mr. 97 bloody goes to
New Caledonia.
That's right.
Look at
Learning
him.
Learning French.
Fucking, I bet you he had one of those things around his neck, all the colourful flowers and just.
And so, I mean, the.
Probably.
LA.
I bet I can find a
LA, photo. Yeah. I mean, it's probably Hawaiian or something, but.
No, I think it's fine.
New Caledonia.
And then, so we'll also. The plan for when you get back, 3D Dill, when you get back, are you straight into school?
I get back on the evening of the 27th of August.
Mm-hmm. And when's your birthday?
The next day.
28th?
The 28th of August.
Great.
So I turn 21 and then 2 days later I move back to, from my parents' house back to Toronto, and then I start school on September 3rd.
Great. So you're just having a little sleep over at mum and dad's before
Basically,
you go back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that, have birthday cake, eat food.
Yeah.
pack up my life again.
Yeah.
Put it in a car, drive down to Toronto.
Mm. How long's that drive?
Only like 45 minutes to an hour.
And yep. What would you like your involvement to be on the show going forward?
God, we're just bringing in.
Oh, wow.
This is actually now just a meeting between.
Yeah, I think it's good. This is an admin meeting. We've got to get it sorted at some point. It's Organized August, everyone. Yeah. Organized August.
It's the Gronk show, so they're in on this meeting too. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
I've definitely become a lot more attached to just people who listen in general. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm friends with people that I listen to or that listen to the show that I've never even met.
Yeah. Well, if you want to know our listeners and what they look like, just go to Dill's follow section on his Instagram.
Yeah.
Literally everyone I send people follow us. I'm like, who's this? Click on.
Followed by
Dylan.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I actually thought also if you want to, like if you being a nosy little beak and you want to see who listens to our show, 95% of Mr. 97's Instagram account is people who listen to this show that follow him. It's amazing. I actually went through it. I was like, I just somehow ended up in there and I was like, all these people listen to our show. And so
your point that he doesn't have many friends outside?
No,
of
my
the
point
show.
Is that everyone who follows his account, because he set it up when he started here, are people from the show. So that's an interesting sort of, it's like a whole bunch of our Gronks.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good. Or people that he's gone on dates with.
Oh, yeah, true.
But they've all probably unfollowed by now. Fair?
I don't know about that.
Nah,
he's not checking, but I am.
Yeah, that's the exciting thing. Like, I got a message from one of my friends this morning that I talked to in school a little bit, and she's
non-podcast friends.
No, and she's doing her internship in New York, and she's like, "Oh, I just started listening to the Daily Talk Show because I was bored at work, and it's like you guys are awesome."
Oh, that's great. Cool.
And
what,
it's like,
what is she doing?
She's doing interior design. So it's another bachelor's program alongside mine.
Yeah.
Like with industrial design. But going forward with involvement in the show, like I'd like to take the design aspect of it further.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different opportunities of what the show can do going forward. Mm-hmm. And then even like seeing what Mace is able to do now in the short time that he's been working for you guys and the level that he's at now, it's like, I'd love to reach that level at some point, whether it's through producing or like even doing the remote producing, but I'd still love to be involved in the show.
Mm-hmm. How often do you imagine? So we're going to have a remote connection. So we have the ability to have you on the fader, on the mixer.
Yep.
How often do you think that you'll be in on the show like you are now?
The realist in me would say on weekends,
great,
because I have school.
Mm-hmm.
But the optimist in me and the person that
drives the ship,
the person,
his ego,
my ego and my tenaciousness to just push through whatever challenge or resistance would say 7 days a week.
Yeah, great.
Mate, if there's someone who takes action in our team. It's Josh.
It's a goal. It's a stretch to do 7 days a week with a 14-hour time difference. Yeah. But there's no real excuse as to why it won't work, even though I'm still doing school. Like, school is not the end-all, be-all of my existence.
You're young.
Exactly.
You've got that testosterone firing. It's amazing that you can... I don't know how you got that book done. You've also been working full-time with us.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening. We all have excuses. So,
and doing stuff on the weekends.
Yeah.
And running 200Ks.
Yeah. So I'd say 7 days a week. 3 to Dill's not going anywhere.
Oh, great.
Except for the 2 days between when I leave and when I get back, because I'll be jet lagged asleep and partially unconscious.
Soft.
Actually soft.
Okay. It's a daily talk show. So we're going to the footy. That'll be great. I think we should... I'd like to get kitted out in like, what are the teams?
Melbourne
and
Sydney.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy with either.
I think I should get some form of Melbourne like merch.
Yeah. I mean, you can buy this all at the ground. Mm-hmm. So you can go.
I don't like lines. So if I can organize it before the day.
You see the queues.
You don't like lines? They're all fucking lines.
Really? You can't Everyone's just buy. But that's lines. Why I want to buy the ticket beforehand. I don't want to line up.
No, you still have to line up to get through the gate where you scan your ticket.
Even if we get early?
It's just straight in. There's a line. It's like going anywhere. It's just to get in.
That's why I don't do it.
But then you're there.
It's like, yeah.
What were you going
to
say?
It's like a concert, going to a concert.
Don't know what you mean.
It's just getting everyone in and then herding them in like cattle.
Yeah. I've literally, I'm the guy at the concert that when everyone's getting pumped for the encore, that's a perfect time to leave before the traffic. Literally, I was at the Coldplay concert and they had the flashing lights. Like everyone had wristbands and they would light up. Mm. I was running out of the stadium and like basically out, completely out. Yeah, I was walking quickly and it was still lighting. Like the songs were still going and I was fucking making
moves.
Well, we can leave early if it's if Melbourne are losing. The amount of times I've done that.
I think that's pretty cool.
You know if it's three quarter time, it's
they've got four losses in a row. So
who, Melbourne?
Yeah. Melbourne's been doing kind of
and
shit.
And Sydney's got five losses in a row. Yeah. So
it'll be a good game.
So two shit teams. Is that the two shit teams?
Two shit teams.
The other good thing, I'd love to get a little portable radio so I can have some headset on so I can follow that as well.
Commentary.
Yes. So you can follow the commentary. Yeah. You could just put the Triple M app on.
Yeah.
Slight delay.
I reckon the AFL app you can probably stream.
No, the call on radio is live. So if you're listening to Triple M, it'll be a lot.
But if it's using streaming,
it'll be a live delay. So there might be like one of the AM stations that don't. But then, no. I think they're live. They're going out as the game's playing. So if you're
but if it's streaming, it's got to have some form of buffer. So they go, so-and-so kicks it to blah, blah. Like, surely there's a slight delay.
Well, what he's saying, Dill, is a bunch of old kooks at the footy, they take a little headset radio and you can hear it. Like, it's very cute. I don't think it is happening as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, they're all dead, those old guys. But they used to, like, have it and you'd literally you hear it.
Yeah. So my favourite joke was I would – the few times I have been, I would say, oh, geez, I hope they don't spoil the game for us.
Yeah. I might
implying like they know the score before me.
The thing about, I gave up my membership, my MCC membership. Mm. Who could we get onto that has a connection with the boxes? So like, you know what a box is, Dill? Like the area where there's food and shit.
I would like to do the raw. Authentic. I want the thing is you have to get dressed up at the boxes. I want to be able –
Jesus.
That was just the glitter bomb just moved.
Did they go off?
No. It just, something just happened with the glitter bomb. Anyway.
Far out. We're going to let that off too. We're going to let that off. Whoever you are, you absolute gronk.
We didn't even get to that very quickly. Mr. 97, on Monday, we set you the challenge of calling up the glitter bomb place. We had Sam Cav on yesterday, so we haven't had the full admin experience.
We wanted you to do some social engineering to find out this glitter bomb that we were sent by Anonymous. I mean, it had a fake name on it, but you checked the PO box was on the label and it said, yes, this is a glitter bomb business.
Anyway, so we set you the task of calling up the glitter bomb place, saying that you didn't get the invoice and that you'd put a fake email address. Uh-huh. And how did it go?
Well, the first call that went through, it actually didn't actually go through. They've got some weird prevention from actually calling it.
No inbound calls.
It wouldn't allow inbound calls.
And so what happened?
Calls. Well, I didn't call them back afterwards.
Wait, so that's the first call and that was the last call?
Yeah. Well, I called them again, but the same thing.
Same thing.
So first and second call.
Yeah.
I mean, this shit happens. People put phone numbers on websites. Maybe they just thought, we got to put it there.
That's what I was doing for a while. Yeah, but Skype number.
Yeah, you know, that was fucked. But I reckon
no callback either.
I mean, it's a business that you don't really want to get the phone calls. Yeah. Like, what if we
imagine if we fucked all this stuff or I got something in my eye.
Oh, dude, as the first thing Amy said, she's like, if you're going to let off, use protective eyewear. Don't tell me what to do.
but we got goggles.
Yeah, we got goggles.
It's a daily talk show. If you've got any suggestions on what 3D Dill needs to do before he leaves Melbourne, also if you do have any hookups.
Or if you want to take him out, like we ship this guy out, he's going to Sydney. Yeah. We can lend him out. He's very handy, resourceful,
kind,
and happy to take freebies.
Absolutely.
So if you want to take him out. Could be good to go camping as well. How good would there's a lot of things we need to do.
I'd love to do that.
So we've got footy, camping, Great Ocean Road.
It's a lot of
Hillsville
things.
Sanctuary. Fuck. That's more things than a week, like than we have weekends. So, we'll see you at the footy, guys. otherwise, tomorrow, Jeff Jowett is on the show. We've had Jeff on before. If you haven't heard that one, you should go and have a listen. That was in a hotel in Melbourne. He's from Sydney.
It was a long time ago before we filmed the show, and I remember it was at a time where we were recording a bunch of shows before you went overseas. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to Jeff has had a big shift in his life. You know, he's made millions of dollars and lost it all, and he's found himself again. So I'm pumped to have him back.
So am I.
A lot of people have said, can you get Jeff back on?
Yeah. If you've got any suggestions of who else we should have on the podcast, hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Yeah. If you're listening, watching, screen grab and post it on Instagram, and we'll be sure to share it on our account too, because we love knowing that people are actually listening to this thing.
Yeah.
Even and look, even though the numbers are there, it's good to.
If you are the Gronk who has sent us this glitter bomb, we want to reward you.
Yeah. Yes. Let us know who you are, because we are about to find out very soon who you are.
Yeah.
And we'd prefer if you just came forward first.
Yeah. We've got a few hot leads. And if there's anyone who can reverse engineer and stalk, it's Josh Jansen.
I know your ABN number. Just say that. Yeah, it's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.